receive feedback from our listeners about programming and policy of the Kekahu Foundation, which is responsible for running KKCR. And that's better. And we have been working on a lot of projects. And first, I'll introduce everybody who's here from the Community Advisory Board. Paul Moody on the board that you heard from already. Aloha, Paul.
Aloha.
We have Ed Cole here.
Aloha.
And Jim Kelly.
Hi.
All right. Everybody got up here. And Larry Magnuson is off island. That's our Community Advisory Board. And also we have in the studio, we have a guest board member, one of our more recent ones, even though it's been over a year.
It's a year and a half.
Year and a half. Okay. Annie Caparuccio.
Yeah, good job. Good job. Thank you for having me this evening.
I'm very, very glad that you could make it over here, too. And maybe we'll let Annie talk a little bit about why she's involved with KKCR, anything you feel comfortable talking with us about. We're just going to have a conversation today, because we've been doing a lot of work on this programming committee for a number of years, and the board approved it. We got all the details together, and this is a major phase that I think we should all really be proud of. Everybody has a lot of people have contributed, and this is a milestone that a lot of community radio stations haven't been able to achieve. So I think we really should be proud of ourselves and celebrate a little bit until the next big job we have continues. So, Annie, why don't you tell us a little bit some of your feelings?
Some of my feelings. I was instructed to introduce myself as a new board member, although it's been a year and a half. You know, things don't move that fast around here.
It just seems like five.
Yeah, it just seems like five. I've been serving on the Kekahu Foundation Board for a year and a half. I'm the secretary of the board of directors. I initially got involved on that level because it seemed like the right time for community service in my life. My business was going well. I've been here for several years, and I wanted to give back to my community. And I'm passionate about free speech and about public education, so I thought this is how I can do it. And it's not always for everyone to be an on-air programmer. I'm actually quite nervous talking on a microphone. So I decided to use my administrative strengths and business skill and stuff and apply to be on the board of directors for the Kekahu Foundation. And there's growing out of that, there are many ways to contribute to your community radio station, which is not just being on air, which is one of the major things to do to be a programmer, but there are many back of the house things to do, and one of the main things, or one of the ways to introduce yourself to that, is to get involved with the Community Advisory Board, to share your voice and your opinions and to hash out some ideas of how your community radio station can serve the island better. I love that. There's also all kinds of volunteerism. There's building, admin, assistant, phone answering. There's contributing to the board of directors meetings of the Kekahu Foundation. There's lots of ways to give back to your community radio station. That's why I started doing it.
Very cool. Very cool.
And I love what I do. Like, I think it's a fantastic way to contribute to my community.
Well, I want to thank you, and also we have two other semi-new board members, Jeff Frisk and Donovan Kabibi, and the three of you really are bringing some serious fresh blood to the foundation, and, you know, I'm grateful to have you all. You all have really important skills, and like you say, you know, not everybody even wants to be a programmer beyond air, but, you know.
Those are great guys to work with, too. Like, it's a lot of fun to work with different people on that level, and everyone comes from a different background, and then you have this project to do, and it's
Well, it's consensus building. It's like we're a practicing democratic organization,
mm-hmm.
and that really has its rewards when things click. And when we, you know, when we come to a consensus and we make progress, then everything benefits, everything we're involved with. And, you know, we've been involved long enough here where we can see these things happening now. This is no joke. This is for real.
Yeah. And we're doing a great job.
And, yeah, and we are doing, I think, you know, we should be proud of ourselves, and everybody has contributed, and, right, I think we are doing a pretty good job, especially considering the resources we have available. We're doing a fantastic job with our, considering our resources, people-wise, money-wise, everything. So just want to thank everybody. And we have, you know, we have a great board now, and we also have a really good community advisory board. But we're still soliciting. For anybody in the community that wants to step forward and just come to the meetings, even just come to the meetings, no commitment, no, nothing like that. Just come to the meetings. If you, if we're inspiring you at all with some of the good stuff that's been going on around here, just start coming to one of the meetings, whatever you can.
And it's an actual way to participate in democracy, like you notice, because your voice actually gets heard. You actually make a difference in something in your community. You know,
it's become, it's like becoming part of the solution.
Yeah.
And you, you know, and you, and the best thing about it really is that what you get out of it is you get a sense of hope.
Sense of hope.
That's what you get, a sense of hope that you can change things and things can work, can be for the better.
Agreed.
You know, and that's what really is a lot of what is holding us back, you know. We need to have a sense of hope. We need to have something of meaning that we do, that we make progress.
Yeah.
And then we can put up with other things we may not be progressing with.
And like you were saying, this is a really good time to become involved with the station, because we have a great community advisory board. The board of directors is excellent right now. The station staff is really clicking and getting a lot of things done, and it's
very receptive.
It's just a dynamic time to be a part of KKCR, and I'm pleased to be here.
Cool. Well, thank you again for coming in.
Yes.
And we could talk about the programming committee a little bit. If you guys want to, I guess I should say, though, we have reached a major phase, again, I'll say it, where the board has approved the programming committee's recommendations after an over 2-year process and a lot of consensus and meetings. And we're benefiting already. So we might want to.
Why don't you describe what that is exactly? Because I know we talked about it at an earlier show, but what are the guidelines? What's the mission of the guidelines, and you know, what were we trying to do when we set out to write this tome?
So we have the Kakao Foundation mission. Okay, we can say that again. KKCR is Kauai's independent, non-commercial, listener-supported community radio station. KKCR seeks to stimulate, educate, and entertain its audience, preserve, perpetuate, and celebrate Hawaiian culture, and reflect the diversity of the local and world community. KKCR provides a forum for overlooked, suppressed, or underrepresented voices in music. The Kekaho Foundation facilitates this broadcasting opportunity. And then we went and we defined our values as just a general guide for this whole process.
And this is the values described by the programming committee?
No, this was even before. This was the values decided upon by the board of directors a while ago.
Okay.
And, so consistent with Kakao Foundation, KKCR's mission, the Kakao Foundation, through its board of directors and KKCR, through its staff and community advisory board, are guided by the following values. Okay, so we try to define our values for everybody. This was the first time some of this stuff has been written down. But this has been in the handbook, I think, the values. Tolerance and respect for individuals, groups, and cultures. We respect individual rights, differences, and diversities of opinion. We practice inclusiveness and open-mindedness. We are nonpartisan. We treat everyone with dignity and respect, free of discrimination and harassment. We acknowledge the importance of knowledge to be found in the Hawaiian culture and Kauai's other diverse cultures. and then the community empowerment, the core purpose of the Kakao Foundation and KKCR is to benefit the community with the public good and the public good. We promote an active, informed citizenry. We provide a forum for people who are trying to make a difference. We support organizations that are committed to community-based action. Okay, so what we're trying to do is make some kind of guidelines for the staff to review the programs that come in so we can further tune and basically to give them guidelines and standards. That's what. So the staff is going to be making these decisions. It's not going to be the programming committee. It's still the staff that's going to make these decisions, but we have a process now. And, you know, this is something that is rare.
Yeah. And
I mean, Jim, you want to say something?
Well, yeah, I wanted to mention that having standards and guidelines is not in any way meant to limit the creativity of a programmer or his or her vision for their show. It's in a way meant to enhance what you can do and say. And then to make sure that you're doing it legally, that you're doing it respectfully, and also a way to evaluate so that you can do it better in the end. And it will ultimately create a better radio station that with more service and more creativity and chutzpah, all that behind it.
Because part of this, I think the idea was also to include a very important training component, correct?
Yes.
That we're not just, you know, flipping the switch and putting people on, and because I think a lot of people are intimidated by the responsibility that comes along with being on the air, and mm-hmm. that may be something that is holding people back from participating. And so that maybe that's a good time to talk about the process of getting on the air if you want to be a programmer, because it is more than just calling up and saying, hey, I have an idea for a show.
Right, indeed. How does one become
yes.
a volunteer?
Paul, are you going to enlighten us in that regard?
Oh, possibly. I cleared this. This is, I'm going to be reading these steps from the welcome letter for the volunteers.
Okay.
And so can I just preface and say that before you start, though, that just anybody who's interested doesn't have to commit to a whole program. You know, the station is open to reporting, alternating, you know. So everybody keep this in mind.
You know, like filling in or something?
Filling in.
Yeah, okay.
And not having to make the whole commitment for a whole
thing. 52 weeks a year for the rest of your life.
Because it is an awesome responsibility. There's no doubt about it. And the more you do it, the more you'll realize that. You know.
Yeah, and it is a lot. I think one of the things that came through in discussing the programming guidelines, the importance of preparation, the importance of homework outside the studio, that you don't come in cold
right.
to a show, right? That there's an expectation you're going to be doing some work ahead of time. And
yeah.
Well, also, there's all the standards specifically, the standards and guidelines are about, what are they, 14 pages, 16 pages of a lot of information, and they're available here at the studio. Anybody wants to come in and look at them or request them.
Yes.
We don't really have them on the website yet. I'm not sure exactly how the board wants to protocol all this, you know. So I wouldn't.
Neither do I.
Okay, so, right. So, but the main thing is it is a public document, though, and anybody is welcome to look at it and study it, and it will be available. And the programming handbook is in the process of, is that what it is, getting updated now?
It's just being revised to incorporate some of the programming committee.
We've made the decisions. The decisions have been made, so it's just a matter of getting everything in there. But that stuff is available if anybody wants to come in. When you want to come in and start your volunteering hours, you can come and study our standards and guidelines, our programming stuff, and even we have a strategic plan that is working.
Does that count towards your volunteering time?
Studying?
Yes, the studying the hundreds of pages.
That's in-kind. In-kind volunteering.
You're going to need 30 hours to read it
all. Okay. That's in-kind volunteering.
So how does one become a volunteer at Kauai Community Radio?
Well, you have to find it first, I guess. And that was my big problem, is finding the studio the first time. The studio is small, sort of tucked away here. This is where all your training will be happening.
So it is a test. You weed people out by doing that, right?
Well,
only people that
some
can
people
read Google Maps
have a view of what the station is, which may not be realistic. Once they come in and actually meet the other volunteers, see the site, see things how things are done. So that's, I think, the main reason that they want to have volunteer hours, mm-hmm. is so that you have to spend time around the station. You have to help out in different ways, and that way you become familiar, and even before you start the definite, you know, training steps for on air. And one thing about on air is that it doesn't always have to end in a program, a weekly program. I mean, you can get qualified to be an on air programmer, and you can do fill ins. Because, like Tina B today, right before this show, the regular mischievous mermaid was a little under the weather, and Tina B stepped in. But if you're on the list, you could be called in if you are certified. But they just ask that you come in, meet the staff during the business hours, and complete and sign a volunteer application. And then you'll get the welcome letter, you'll get the copy of the handbook, and you need to read this handbook. There's a lot of good information there, and it's even being more clarified with the new updates. And there are different parts of it that have to do with things you cannot say on the air, having to do with endorsements, or there's a variety of things, so you'll learn about that. They ask for at least 30 hours of volunteer time. So you can arrange this with the regular staff during business hours, or you can come in and help with other programs. And then you must pass the programmer skill test. Some of these things have to do with federal regulations, our power. You need to monitor how strong our signal is. You have to keep it within the guidelines. And the emergency alert system, it needs to be tested. You need to be very familiar with that in case there is a emergency alert that comes in from the state or from the national government. And then finally, after passing the test, then you submit a sample of your on-air skills, and you could be certified as an on-air programmer. To have a program itself then involves actually thinking of exactly what you want to do on your program. You have to fill some sort of need, and you have to be able to put this in writing and describe what you're going to do, if it's going to be pure music, if it's going to be a talk show. And then that's submitted, and when openings arrive, basically it's going to be the staff at this point that will make the decision for new programs to come on air. So that, sort of in an overview, is what's happening. The Kekahu Foundation, when we talk about the board, that is the Kekahu Foundation, the board of directors, and they operate KKCR Radio. The Community Advisory Board is an advisory-only board, and we meet twice a year. We have a limited number of seats, but there are available positions. Just be a board member on the Community Advisory Board. And you can check out some of the older announcements and things on the KKCR website, kkcr.org. And if you want to, just email us, our email for the Community Advisory Board is cab.kkcr@rocketmail.com. cab.kkcr@rocketmail.com. So if you want to have questions, the address to the CAB, about our next meetings, about your interest, about what's happening on this show and what your feelings are, you can email us there.
Fantastic. I think I'd also like to remind the listeners, if it's okay with you guys, if you have any questions or suggestions for KKCR and you want to submit them to the Community Advisory Board, now is a good time to call in because you've got all these guys here.
All right, so we are accepting calls anytime now. Mm-hmm. 822-826-7771 or 4, is it now? I forget.
826-7771, and you can give us a call. And if you have suggestions about KKCR, lay them on us.
Yeah, we're ready. We're ready to accept calls. And also, I'd like to say, too, that Paul was talking about becoming an on-air programmer, maybe. People interested in that, anybody who's interested in that, I'd also like to issue a call that anybody who's interested in working on getting more educational shows on broadcast on KKCR that may not be produced on Kauai. There's a number of shows available, recognized by peer experts, recognized as genuine educational information. There's Bill Moyers, there's alternative radio, where people are interviewed. People are directly interviewed, really brilliant people. There's Richard Wolf, who's an economist, alternative economist, let's say. There's a number of really great shows, and some of them I think we already could get from our Pacifica feed. So what we could use is somebody who's interested in engineering and trying to help get some of these programs on, it's mostly we'll be helping with the engineering and helping orchestrate the whole thing, but not being an on-air programmer necessarily. So mm-hmm. if there's anybody interested in these educational programs, we might be able to get. Bioneers was another one. Bioneers was broadcast already on KKCR.
Yeah, so this is an opportunity for someone to be a facilitator of education.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Facilitator for educational, for even for niche underrepresented parts of our community that aren't receiving this current education unless we...
Yeah.
We aren't getting it on any other media, necessarily.
That sounds like a great idea.
And this stuff comes from the universities and recognized, experts. And it's done in such a way there's no controversy. There's no... The bias is... This is something for us to study about bias, to listen to professional programs that are recognized by their peers as presenting the information, and really the level of bias... Or the level of non-bias is such a pleasure to listen to. Seriously, and it's like going to school. And you're presented with all this information, and it's like a rest for your brain. I think because our brains subconsciously can know what bias is, it's like a stress we don't need. We have enough information, but we don't need any bias at all. All we need is the information, and we got plenty.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, we did have a phone call here, and they have a question for us.
Okay.
Hello, are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome.
Aloha. My name is Stephanie. I'm calling from the west side of the island.
Hi, Stephanie.
And I'd like to get a better understanding of the broadcasting or whatever type of involvement that KCR has on the west side of the island. I know that there's like the Nihi House show or something that airs from there. I don't quite understand that. Could you explain
there's
that?
A studio at the, what is it, Kekula O'Nihi House School. There were two remote, I call them community broadcasting sites, or remote sites. One of them was at the college, one at Storybook Theater, and the one at Niihau, in Kekaha, and the one in Niihau is still running.
Yeah, Storybook Theater is no longer there.
It is no longer part of our system.
Right.
They have their own.
Is there an opportunity or a potential need for somebody to get involved with any of that that has to do with the website? Because that's where I'm at, and you guys are far away from me.
Yeah,
we're so far away. I would love for more West Side representation on our radio station.
I would like to be more involved, and I don't know how that might work.
Well, maybe the Community Advisory Board can take this and try to figure out what's going on here and talk to, who is it? Brother Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly's the one who does that these years.
Mm-hmm.
And figure out if there's any way to give access to more people on the West Side somehow.
Okay. Yeah, and it would be a good email to the general manager of the station, Dean Rogers, as well, to say, hey, I want to get involved. I'm all the way over here. Can I shadow with Brother Kelly for my volunteer hours?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, do some volunteer hours out there in their studio. You don't have to come all the way over here.
That's kind of a good point overall, because I don't think I'm alone in feeling that way. And even if somebody doesn't feel that way, they don't know that they don't feel that way. They knew they had an opportunity.
Well, I'm glad you're calling, because you're right. Nobody has, voiced this specific concern. And
thank you for listening. I appreciate that.
And, but wait, before you go, if you don't mind sending an email to the Community Advisory Board at our Rocket Mail address.
It's also on the website, too, right, I think?
Yeah, it's on our website.
Yeah.
Okay, it's on our website. You can get it at the KKCR website. And send an email with a copy to the station manager and the Community Advisory Board, and we'll definitely jump on it for you. And I don't know what we'll be able to do, but we'll definitely try to...
I think, maybe, I don't know, I just caught just the tidbit of your conversation, so I'm a little bit out of the loop on everything that you've probably been talking about. However, I think that people like me, I would like to be involved. I would like to support. I would like to really be involved. But is there only, like, one way to do it? Do you have to, join the Army?
Is a boot camp process.
Can you kind of do it part time?
There are so many ways to get involved with Kauai Community Radio. Your first conversation would probably be with the general manager, Dean Rogers, and then also with our volunteer coordinator, Dove Little. And I know that they can set up some customizable experience for you. There's many ways to get involved. It's not always as an on-air programmer like myself.
Right. And, this topic, I guess you guys are broadcasting stuff about this recently, because I only listen to you when I'm in my truck, when I'm driving, because it doesn't change that station. But it's been coming at me, or I guess I'm feeling the momentum of it. But I was a mechanical engineer when I went to college, but all my friends were communication majors, and I was always on the air with them. So there was all kinds of funny business going on, and I've always been involved in music. But it doesn't matter to me about being on the air or not on the air. I appreciate what you guys do. I appreciate what KCR means to our community, and that's a resource that we have that is ours.
Oh, I love it.
We're a public trust is what we are. We're part of the public trust.
I preach, you guys. I'm like everybody. I'm like, you need to tune in. Like, I'm like, your animal people, your dogs and your cats, and like, or your own health, you need to tune in at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. I'm not going to clean your house unless you.
That's awesome.
So that's my part in the fun drive.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you for your suggestion, Stephanie. That's a fantastic one.
And please pursue it. Send an email, send a couple of emails out, and we'll try to get this thing rolling. And then by the next cab show, maybe we'll have something to announce. Storybook Theater was having people go in there, and so was the college. I don't know how they're not functioning really the same anymore, but these things were set up as remote broadcasting studios.
Right.
You know, to offer people from the west side and the south side access.
I don't mind going to NeHo.
And this was a big deal. This was a big, consideration. So thank you very much for calling. And thank you. Glad you appreciate the work. And you're part of it. Remember that.
Thank you so much. Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, so you guys want to talk a little bit about just your feelings about... Ed, we've talked about this a lot, this programming stuff, but, if you want to... Ed, you came into it at a certain point after being involved in the beginning on a big level, and Jim, you came into it at a certain point, and...
I'll defer to Ed because he is... untouchable in terms of his credentials as far as KKCR goes.
Oh, well.
I don't have a KKCR.
Basically.
Are you on?
No, I don't think.
Get a little closer.
Hello? Hello?
Where'd you call him?
I'm not sure.
No.
Try again.
Testing.
You on?
Testing. No.
Well, I'll see if Ed's on.
We got technical.
Here.
Okay. Oh. Very good. Good thing we got Annie.
Okay. So basically, I was an instructional technologist, and on the program committee, they came up with a training curriculum. And so what I did was working with Dove and Dean and Christine, the staff here, did about 10 videos that show step-by-step how to run all the equipment at KKCR, broadcast console, record player, things like that. And so that's done, and they're going to be used in conjunction with training volunteers that want to be on-air programmers. And the person that was on the phone from the west side, we're also exploring the possibility of you don't necessarily need a remote broadcast facility. Looking at things like, I guess you'd call them person-on-the-street interviews or people that go cover events. In other words, we do have portable equipment, and people can be trained on it. So that opens up the possibility of doing programs that aren't live in the studio but are pre-produced and edited.
Edited.
Yeah, so...
I loved participating at the political debates, where KKCR was the only radio station that broadcast live, unedited, the real thing from there, and it was fantastic.
Exactly.
Like, I felt really like I did a good thing.
Right, remote broadcasts are another opportunity. And we did have another caller here that wanted to comment on that remote facilities. Did we put them on air? Aloha.
Yeah, we'll come back.
Hey, how are you folks doing? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you?
Okay.
You're not hearing it?
Yeah. I think it's a great idea. I think that, there is also another station, which is a smaller station. The low-powered FM, they're trying to get up and started, and they're running into a few problems.
Hmm.
But I would like to go ahead and say, why can't we start up another remote broadcasting on the west side? Since Storybook isn't doing anything, was it their equipment they had, or can we get their equipment to do that? And the other thing, I also like what you said about remote broadcasting, but the other one going out as a cup reporter, seeing what's going on. Because there's a lot of stories to be told on the west side.
There
and the west
certainly
side
are.
People are just kind of stuck in a slow motion.
You
and,
can speed
they
it
don't
up.
Want to be moving, and I'm not quite sure why. Because the whole planet is falling down around their ears and they're not paying attention. For instance, this rocket launch.
Oh,
you
right.
You know that's a solid booster, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how dangerous a solid booster is? All the stuff that comes out of it is purely poison.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's purely... What is a fuel? What is a fuel? Fuel is nothing but poison.
Gasoline
is poison.
So
all nasty stuff.
So you.
Why should we have to put it over here? So, sorry about that.
So you are a West Side resident who would also like to see a remote broadcast or a broadcast facility on the West Side to broadcast West Side views,
because,
education.
You know, we get you folks real good on this side.
Oh, yeah.
We pay our electric bills, you know.
Good job. Thank you.
No, I agree with you. It's really important, and there's a lot of stuff going on the West Side that needs to be reported.
The thing you can stretch it to for the people who, with no imagination, tell them, hey, the next hurricane, come along. We're going to need something on the West Side.
Yeah.
Because 720, that other radio station, they were pretty good, but we should be doing better than that.
You know, and there's no reason to reinvent the wheel. You know, KKCR's got it going.
Yeah.
Really good suggestions.
Yeah, I think and every time you folks have those meetings with the powers to be, like the general manager, you folks hold it all the way over in Kapa.
Yeah.
You know, the distance from Kekaha to Kapa is over 50 miles.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that's a one-way trip.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be nice
and
if we can...
being $3.20-something cents or $3.50 a gallon...
$3.69.
And I don't have a particularly... So that's what... And the thing is, how do we get this going? Because I'm tired of sitting over here, and I'm sorry, but 2016 election is coming up. It's only 13 more months.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing you folks are doing on it. Absolutely zero.
Well, not yet.
I
it's still
like
15 months away.
I would like to go ahead and start broadcasting already.
Okay, here's
things that I don't see good.
Here's what you do. Start with your email to the Community Advisory Board. It's cab.kkcr
at
rocketmail.com and cc the general manager of our station, gm at kkcr.org. And if you want to CC me on that as well.
As a board member.
As
Will
a
you?
Board of the... My name's Annie. I'm a board member of the board of directors for the Kikau
you
Foundation.
You say that music, old-style music, isn't that you?
That was me.
Yeah. Oh, no. Hey, I'm old.
Oh, well, I'm not. So you can also copy me on that, ANNI@smalltowncoffee.com. Send me an email as well about these things because I think they're fantastic ways
to
move us forward.
General manager,
the community advisory board, and to myself.
You can get all that information on the website too if you forget it now.
Oh no, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm old, but I'm very computer literate.
Yeah, well, let's get this ball rolling.
Yeah, this is great because this is the second call now for this exact same thing. So you guys are carrying some serious weight now.
Because we do need something out here that is a little more not corporate control.
Progressive.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's not reinvent the wheel, you know. Let's
no,
get
this is great,
going.
Really. Mahalo for calling, brother.
Okay.
And thanks for
so
listening. Thanks
I'll
for listening.
Get that
and,
in the mix as and, soon as and, I can do that.
Yeah, and keep
be
listening because...
with Brother Kelly and his Hawaiian music because you would really make us mad.
Sorry?
What, say that again? I'm sorry.
You really shouldn't interfere with Brother Kelly and his Hawaiian music because that would really make us mad.
Oh,
so you're suggesting a facility that's separate, maybe, or that's not right.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right. Well, that is important, right?
Or else if they actually could be using it at a
different time.
Oh, obviously, there's no reason to mess with that. Yeah. That's a staple.
Well, that's why he's the first one to really contact about that and see what his feelings are, you know, see what he's comfortable with. But anyway, mahalo plenty. Did we lose you? I guess we lost you. But anyway, thanks for calling, and please keep in touch, and please keep listening, because this is very important, what you're talking about. Okay, anybody else wants to call in? 826-7771. We might have another call.
Got another call?
But, no?
Yes, I think this is Stephanie that was calling in earlier.
Yeah, I agree with everything the last guy just said, and it makes me think of the movie. I don't know if any of you have seen it, but it's an old movie, and it's called Off the Reservation.
Well, I don't remember.
I don't remember that one either.
And there is a radio show. It's an Indian reservation in the middle of somewhere, and it won awards from the Cannes Film Festival and everything else. But they just had the funniest little, like, guy on his roof broadcasting the weather from the Indian reservation, and it would be like, oh yeah, Grandma so-and-so is driving her car, and it sounds real bad, and it smells real bad going down the road now. You know, like, a cloud has moved. that was the extent of the broadcast of the weather, or the updates. You know, like, the school bus never came today.
That's
and it
funny.
Was real simple, small-time, local, and, like, I live in Pocahontas. You know what I mean? I live on the west side in Pocahontas, and I think what made me pull over and call you guys back was hearing that you have, you know, remote broadcasting equipment that you could go and you could work and do efforts and projects to tell stories. It doesn't have to be even at a station, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then it could be edited later. And it's like, man, I'm all down for that. That sounds like a really great kind of project.
So much
heart on the west side that, and so much unique stuff that's just here that you guys aren't picking up over there.
Yeah. Well, people are passing. That's what it is, too, for those of us who have been here for, you know, 30 or 40 or 50 years. There's a lot of people that aren't around anymore.
And we need to have Kapuna programs.
It sounds like we need some West Side volunteers to fill in that gap. So.
Record these people. I mean, we could have our own form of alternative radio where people go out and record people in the community, having a conversation.
Be done with the Kapuna. I would be happy to sign up for that job. I'm a caregiver for an elderly man. He's a Molokai guy. He's my best friend, and he says the funniest things in the world to me. And it's local color that you can't find anywhere else.
So maybe we'll figure out how to get a program to train people from the west side without having to come all the way over here somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know how we can do that.
We'll figure something out. Thank you for your calls and your suggestions.
It could be somebody, could be some training at a certain time. Anybody from the west side goes to a certain place, somebody comes out to the west side.
Mm-hmm. You know, and just see if we can get some, you know, others that would be interested in being a part of that and start a project.
Yeah, get about three or four or five or six people who are interested in volunteering and get everybody together and do the training, and you guys decide where you're comfortable with it.
And again,
and I think we reach out to Kapuna and young people.
Yeah.
And again, you don't have to necessarily recreate the wheel, like the genre.
Right.
The genre for this is known as oral histories. And so there's a lot of work been done on this, I think it's called Foxfire Project. And so and there's a lot of places that are gathering up oral histories like this. And so I think it's a valuable way to, perpetuate culture. And like people are saying, people aren't around forever. And so it's a good... Yeah, so it's I think that an oral history project would be an excellent idea.
And we've done it with the musicians and their music, so there's no reason why we shouldn't do it with our cultural resources.
Okay.
Are you supposed to announce any half-hour stuff and also the council report, or no?
Oh, actually, we just want to remind you that... this is the fifth Monday, and it's the Community Advisory Board on KKCR. If you want to call, we are accepting calls, and if you haven't called before, that would be great. Or if last time we had a call from the North Shore of Oahu, which really surprised me. I hadn't had one of those before. But so if you want to call in, we could probably take a couple more. It's coming up on 5:45, and at 6:00, it will be Can You Dig It Jazz here on KKCR.
I think we were talking with Ed about sort of his feelings about the progress made with the programming committee.
Oh, so I would advocate working on, remote broadcast usually kind of implies a big setup, but I'm talking about more like a man-on-the-street reporter, somebody that would go around and interview people and make a program like that, as opposed to like what do they call it, making a big production out of it.
Yeah.
The technology's gotten to the point that you can carry a four-channel mic mixer in your hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen the setup that we have here, and it's pretty fancy.
Yes.
Like it.
Yes.
So we should encourage the last two callers to consider being reporters or anybody else that they might know, and specifically interviewing somebody or some issue, even if it's just a 10-minute blurb or something, you know, whatever you can get. Start with whatever you're comfortable with. Start little. You can take care of it. And
fantastic.
Then, you know, just see what happens. And as we're, you know, we're trying to encourage participation. This is happening, everybody. You know, this is a way to participate in a democracy and make the island better, work, make the world better, and, you know, provide some hope for the young people, you know. So, everybody, it's time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else? Do you want to talk to Jim a little bit about some of your...
I wanted to talk just real briefly about one of the previous callers mentioned election coverage, and I think you mentioned it as well, Annie. And yes, believe it or not, it's right around the corner again, 2016. And I think one of the greatest aspirations that we can have for KKCR, and I know we've talked about it, the programming committee or and CAB level, is providing information in a forum where people can get information about the candidates, about positions, about things affecting the community in a way that they are enabled to make intelligent decisions before they go into the voting booth, that we provide through the remote broadcasts of the debates or forums, which are very, you know, it would be, it's important to understand how labor intensive and complicated, and that's a huge commitment by the radio station to do those. Mm-hmm. And to pull them off as expertly as they have done is really a something that should be commended. But I think it, you know, it doesn't stop there. I think it really is something that if you plan it ahead of time, you can't do thoughtful election coverage 3 weeks before the election. You've got to start thinking about it ahead of time, and I think this goes back to the discussion we had about the commitment that people make to the station and to programming. If you really want to do it seriously and thoughtfully, you have to start thinking maybe even a year out. Here's a schedule for what I want to do. I want to have the candidates come in, and here's the date I'm going to have them come in, or, you know, even having people in the community come in and talk about what the issues are mm-hmm. and what they think is, you know, important to them, what kind of discussion that the politicians, they don't think they're having, that they're mm-hmm. they want to help shape what the mm-hmm. what the candidates are talking about. And I think it's really important. This is one of, at least in my view, one of the most important pieces of the programming standards and guidelines. And this comes into play, I think, with not just election coverage, but with everything that's on the air. Respect for all must be at the core of every program. All programming must be characterized by civility, respect, and tolerance for all people, all ideas, and all points of view. Verbal nonviolence and integrity and accuracy of content. That's a lot of work to do, and that's a big commitment by the station. But I think, especially when you're talking about something as important as democracy and participation in elections, that's something that is really important as part of the guidelines now and is a standard that I think everybody here strives to achieve and to make sure that we're not just throwing people on the air the week before the election and taking calls and having it be kind of a random thing. And some people want to be on the air. I mean, you know, I want to make sure everybody who's running for office feels that this is a welcoming place that they can come into, and they're not going to get jacked when they go on the air, that they know what's coming, they know what
right.
questions are going to be
right.
asked. You know, I mean, part of being in the political arena is being able to take some tough questions, and that's great. But as long as people feel like they have, that this is a place where they can come and it's a safe place and that they're going to be treated with respect and they're going to be listened to, that's something that I think is really valuable to the community, because no one else, as we've said, no one else is doing it.
That's exactly it. This is our opportunity
exactly.
to really provide incredible service for the community. So, like Jim says, we start thinking about things now. Even if anybody that has the time that's interested just vaguely in any of this, and you have the time, I want to encourage you to just come in and do some training, and you might be able to help. You know, things
yeah,
will open up for you.
This is the time to do it right
things
now.
Things will open yep. up mm-hmm. for you, and, you know, you might end up doing something that changes your life.
And we had another caller that has a question relating to programming.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. My question goes back to what you were talking about last half hour. You were discussing about the training it takes to be an on-air programmer and this and that and the certification. And I'm not interested in doing that myself, but I'm very curious on what happens, assuming you get a few people that get certified, and then how do they get a slot? Do current programs, do they have a time limit kind of thing, or are they evaluated and lower rated ones get dropped and new people fill them, or could you talk a little about that aspect of it?
Okay, well, you know, generally I can tell you, you are a little bit curious, so it wouldn't be a bad idea for you to read the whole thing. It's not that long, but I'll just tell you though, we do, part of the process is to have an evaluation, a regular evaluation, and but basically, it's going to be up to the staff to approve whatever programs come in and
well,
decide
sure, but
if
how
they...
Do they do that every so often, or
I,
how...
I kind of think your question is, where do you find the time for new programs?
Yeah, when does that happen? Once a year, maybe, or...
I know that there's a frequent switch-up with the programs and the schedule. Maybe someone moves off island, maybe someone retires from the radio station, and then that slot becomes open. And then whoever has submitted their program, been an active volunteer, the staff sort of uses their discretion to decide who fits into that slot. I've noticed something that's also been happening is that there's alternating weeks for programs. Like today was either Mischievous Mermaid or Alice in Wonderland. There's a few time slots that alternate, and that also gives a new programmer more exposure without the commitment level of 52 weeks of your... for the rest of your life. So things always come up.
And so it's just kind of random.
Well, no, it's not random. It's very deliberate, but this stuff, the timing. The timing is random of when somebody may leave and something may open up. But also, if you end up doing the volunteering and you have a program that you feel is really strong and feels a need that's not being reached, you can talk, say, for an example, you can talk to one of the programmers and ask them if they want to alternate with you.
Yeah.
I mean, recently that's what happened on one of the shows on Saturday night. It was one of the music shows, and I don't need to name the names, it doesn't matter. But somebody came who did the volunteering and, you know, is a younger person and has a lot of energy and it fits in real good, and he ended up alternating with one of the people and everybody agreed, and it's pretty cool what happens when you get these magic programs in and the fit.
Yeah.
What can happen is impressive. So that seems like a really good alternative to be an alternate programmer.
Yeah, also your program proposal, wherever that fits in the schedule too, because you don't want hard rock and roll right after your classical music.
Yeah, it depends on right. Well, we're not the ones who decide that stuff. But what we did though was we made the guidelines and standards, and the standards are the absolute stuff, the legal stuff. And the stuff that's generally offensive to everybody that ever joined anything. And then there's the guidelines, though, of the things we strive for. You know, but we don't expect everybody to be perfect. You know, we strive for these things, and we do the best we can.
Does this kind of answer your question?
Somewhat. I mean, I'm not interested in being on air, but I was just curious how often... programs change, new programs come in, old programs leave.
Right.
There is no term limits for programs.
When somebody wants to give up their show, that's when the new show will come in?
Basically.
Yeah.
Basically.
I'm just curious. I mean, I love the station. I listen as much as I can.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for answering.
And consider being where you might fit in the future.
It could happen.
All right.
Right on.
Thank
All right.
You.
Mahalo.
Bye.
Any more calls? No more calls. Okay, we're getting close to the end of the show, so maybe we should go around and
I would love for you guys to talk about what a monumental feat the programming committee documents.
Okay,
let me have the honor. We talked about that beforehand, and it was like celebration time. Nobody has these kind of things. No one has discussed it in the in-depth and civility that we have. Like, let's talk about that a bit.
We really made some progress. Okay, this is Mickey. I'm saying I've been involved with a lot of this stuff from the beginning. I'm a founding member. Butch's mother taught two of my kids. I'm involved. Okay, I'm emotionally involved. Okay, so this thing went through this process, and it was over 2 years. And again, I'm going to thank Carl. Okay, I won't say his last name. One of our board members doesn't like anybody to toot his horn, but we got somebody who's really brilliant. We got a few people who with high skill levels, and we got together and we did this thing, and we got consensus. We have had all the stakeholders. This was a really long process, you know. And now looking over the document again, I'm impressed with what we did. This is serious, and I don't know of seriously any other radio stations who've been able to accomplish this. This is stuff that Pacifica couldn't do. There's a station in Mendocino County in California. They're battling worse than what I ever heard, you know. And this is really incredible that we're able to read. We all love KKCR so much, and we all love Kauai so much that we're able to come to consensus on a lot of this stuff. We all come from different backgrounds. We have different attitudes. We have different ideas. But we're all willing to put that stuff in our pockets for a while, you know, and get this thing together. And we got something pretty progressive and pretty substantial. And, you know, again, I want to thank everybody that's participated and encourage everybody to celebrate whatever personal way you like, because this is a big deal. You know, I don't know any other nonprofits on Kauai that have done anything like this. You know,
it's a testament to how well people work together when there's a goal that's good before
them. A level of goodness. Goodness is more powerful than evil.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a testament to this is a good time to be involved in something good.
You know, and I'm glad we got Ed back. Ed wasn't involved for a while. Whatever you were involved in the beginning. Pretty serious. And Jim, too. I'm really glad that you came involved with the Community Advisory Board, because I feel like, you know, you have legitimate stuff that you're concerned with, and you're the communications guy at our co-op, you know, and this is the new economy, cooperating. Okay? We might want to cooperate on some of these things instead of competing. Okay?
Absolutely.
Kind of the old dog, you know what I mean? So we can cooperate, and, okay, enough from me.
Okay, well, Cousin Rich is in the studio, so you can get ready for Can You Dig It Jazz coming up. We're going to have to get out of here, Mickey.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, all
thank
the callers,
you.
Too.
No,